Take the Bravo bomb that we exploded at Bikini, and with similar bombs exploded since then by the USSR and Great Britain. What damage would it do if it were used in a nuclear war? It would smash a city flat over an area 20 miles in diameter. When it is exploded 2 or 3 miles or 4 miles above the surface of the earth, above the center of the city, it would just smash the city flat and kill everybody in this area 20 miles in diameter. It is estimated that the blast fire and immediate radiation effects that you get in the first second after the explosion of the bomb would, in the case of a bomb exploded over New York, kill 6.5 million people. In addition, the bomb produces great amounts of radioactive materials. In the case of a ground burst, which means a burst within a couple of miles of the surface of the Earth, so that the fireball strikes the Earth, the fireball has the temperature of the sun. It is a great ball, 4 miles in diameter. When the fireball strikes the surface of the Earth, it vaporizes the concrete and steel of the buildings and the soil, leaving a hole 300 feet deep there and perhaps 3/4 of a mile wide. The vaporized material then condenses as the fireball expands and then traps the highly radioactive substances produced by the fission of the plutonium and the uranium. These highly radioactive materials, which are in the little droplets of condensed material, then fall to Earth within a period of 2 or 3 hours and seriously contaminate an area of about 7,000 square miles. The amount of radiation that people in this area, on the average, would receive during the first day from the radioactive materials is such as to cause, it is equal to 30 times the amount necessary to cause people to die of acute radiation sickness. If someone receives a dose of radiation of about 500 Röntgen, the Röntgen is a unit of high energy radiation. If someone receives a dose to his whole body of about 500 Röntgen, he begins to be sick, to feel nauseated and feverish. He begins to suffer from internal bleeding, and in a few days he is apt to be dead. 1,000 Röntgen is sure to kill anybody who receives this radiation in a short period of time. The people within this area of 7,000 square miles are almost sure to die from acute radiation sickness. Many of them would receive 100 or 1,000 times as much radiation as necessary to cause them to die. This is the most effective way in which these bombs can be used. In addition, the damage done to the survivors, the people who are on the periphery and who received 300 or 400 Röntgen, it is estimated that the average survivor in the United States would have received 300 Röntgen at the time of the attack or within the first day, and another 100 Röntgen during the first year from the radioactive materials produced. These survivors would be damaged in such a way that their life expectancy is decreased by 11 years. There would be an increase in the incidence of cancer and other diseases for them, and also probably 50% of the children born to them would be grossly defective.